Next up, we have our convention rules that we will be adopting. So we can go ahead and play those.
CCB Virtual Convention Rules. Section 5.2.1 of the California Council of the Blind bylaws require that at the beginning of each convention, the membership assembled shall adopt convention rules. The rules for the virtual CCB conference and convention are as follows. Registered attendees may join the convention via the Zoom platform or by listening in on ACB Media. If you attend using the Zoom platform, the following rules apply. All participants will be automatically muted when you enter the Zoom webinar room. Only those participating via the Zoom platform will have the ability to call for the floor or speak to the assembly during the convention. If you are seeking the floor for any purpose, you must raise your hand to join the queue to be recognized. From your landline phone, press star 9. Press Alt Y on your PC or Command Y on your Mac. And on your smartphone or tablet application, locate the raise hand button at the bottom of the screen and double tap. Important: the raise hand command is a toggle. If you enter this command a second time, you will lower your hand. The moderator will always lower your hand for you. Asking for the floor. The moderator will alert the chair that someone is asking for the floor. This will result in the chair recognizing you, and the moderator will unmute you, allowing you to speak. The moderator will then lower your hand. When you are finished speaking, the moderator will then mute your line again. Virtual convention etiquette. The conference and convention is a live event. To ensure a good experience for all attendees, rules must be followed. Anyone not following these rules may be dropped from the convention and could be blocked from attendance. If your microphone is live for any reason, do not mute or unmute yourself unless instructed by the chair or moderator. Doing so will interfere with the convention. Foul language, broadcast of inappropriate video, etc., will not be tolerated. Any individual engaging in such behavior will be immediately dropped and blocked by the moderator. Raise your hand only when you wish to ask for the floor. Wait to be recognized by the moderator. The moderator will alert the chair of those seeking the floor in the order hands are raised. While your hand is raised and you are waiting to speak, make sure your surroundings are quiet. Turn down the radio, ask others in the room to please stop talking, stop rattling paper, washing dishes, setting the microwave, etc. Remember that background noise is amplified when you are on the air and it is irritating to others. All convention matters requiring a vote will be handled to the best ability in accordance with the CCB bylaws, CCB tradition, and the latest version of Robert's Rules of Order. The Bylaws Committee Chair will serve as parliamentarian. Standing rules. Each debatable issue before the convention shall be limited to approximately 20 minutes, with a 2-minute time limit per speaker, alternating between affirmative and opposing speakers. A majority of the members must agree in order to extend debate for an additional period of time. This will be done by using the raise hand feature on Zoom. The moderator will alert the chair if there is a majority. Motions to close debate will not be recognized by the chair during the first debate period. After the first debate period, properly made motions such as, I call for the question, or I move the previous question will be handled by the chair and voted on by the assembly. The chair may close debate when no one seeks the floor. Each member is respectfully urged to speak directly to the issue before the assembly and avoid unnecessary and time-consuming dialogue. No member will be recognized a second time to debate unless there is not anyone else wishing to debate on that side. The chair shall appoint a timekeeper at the beginning of the debate period. Recognition to speak will be given to those members who properly address the chair. Motions that may interrupt a speaker may be called by using the raise hand feature on Zoom, responded to by the chair, and explained by the mover if requested by the chair. Examples: point of order, point of information, parliamentary inquiry, question of privilege, call for orders of the day, etc. Changes to the published convention program may be proposed to the membership as deemed necessary by the presiding officer or his or her appointee. The presiding officer will explain the reason for such change and inform the assembly of their right to question the recommended modification. After this explanation, if 25 or more members object to the proposed change by virtually standing by using the raise hand feature on Zoom in objection, the change requires debate and a majority vote to modify the convention program. During the election of CCB officers and directors, nominating and seconding speeches shall be limited to 5 minutes per candidate, with the speaking time allocated according to the candidate's wishes. A person nominated for an office more than once shall be given 1 minute. Anyone meeting the requirement of voting of being a member of CCB in accordance with the CCB bylaws is entitled to vote on any matter coming before the convention, provided that the person's name appears on a chapter or affiliate certified membership list submitted 30 days prior to convention, and that chapter or affiliate has paid their membership dues, or an individual has paid their at-large membership dues directly to CCB. During a record vote, membership will be certified by CCB volunteers. Voting instructions for the CCB virtual convention. Elections. Whenever an officer or board of directors election is contested, a CCB member who has paid their dues of the current year prior to the credentials deadline will be eligible to vote. Delegate votes will be cast live on Zoom platform. Delegate votes will be calculated by a CCB treasurer. Chapter and affiliate delegates will be asked to raise their virtual hand to be given the ability to unmute themselves when called upon to cast their vote. Delegates should remute themselves immediately following the casting of their vote. A member will cast his or her individual vote by using a landline phone or smartphone to call or text. CCB members who are certified to have paid their membership dues by the deadline will receive information prior to convention that will contain their assigned phone number to be used to cast their individual vote. CCB volunteers will be recording the individual votes. Members will be instructed as to when it is time to cast their individual votes. If a member has misplaced their assigned voting phone number, they will be able to call an information line to retrieve their information. The information line phone number will be announced during elections. When voting, you must provide your full name in order to establish your eligibility to vote, as well as the person for whom you are voting for. Please note, your vote will still count even if you misspell the name of the candidate in a text message. CCB volunteers will not disclose how anyone casts their individual votes. CCB volunteers are instructed to confirm text message votes. It may take up to 10 minutes to receive this confirmation depending on the volume of calls and text messages they are receiving. Please be patient. After the final votes have been cast, CCB volunteers will send the calculated member votes to the CCB-appointed representative to be added to the delegate vote. Once individual and delegate votes are calculated, the chair will announce the result. Bylaw amendments and resolutions. After there has been a thorough discussion on any bylaw amendment or resolution as described in the standing rules, the chair will ask if any members object to the bylaw amendments or resolution to raise their virtual hand. If more than 10 members raise their hand, a virtual voice vote will be called with virtual raised hands representing members' voices. This concludes the reading of the convention rules.
Okay, thank you for that reading of the convention rules. I did forget to mention that our CCB bylaws state that at the beginning of each convention, we will adopt standing rules. So that's part of why we're doing that. Do I have a motion to adopt these standing rules?
So moved.
Second.
Penny. I heard a motion. I heard from Larry, I believe. I heard a second from Penny. At this time, is there anybody that wishes to speak to this or have any questions about these rules? If so, please raise your hand and our moderator will let us know if there's any hands up and we will recognize you.
Attendee has a hand up. Let's see. What is it? All right.
The only hand I see is Alan's.
Yeah. Alan Ramos' hand is okay. Up.
Yeah. Alan Ramos.
Mm-hmm. Alan. Okay. Can we get Alan? If he's been sent the invitation to unmute, we may have to move on here in a moment.
Yeah. He's been sent it twice, asked to. Right. Okay.
Alan, I'm sorry. I don't think we're not hearing you, and we're gonna have to.
Okay, I move on. It's not.
All right. So, okay. So I think this is one that we say that unless we have 10 people, am I right on that? objecting to these standing rules, that we will consider them adopted. So if you object to these rules, go ahead and hit the, actually, before we do that, is Alan's hand still up? Or are we able to put it down?
I was able to put it down.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I didn't know if his hand
he could unmute
up.
If he could unmute with option Y right now, if you wanted
or, or alt A.
Alt A. Sorry about that.
Depending on if he's on a.
Or option.
Depending on if he's on a.
And if he's
Mac or
and it's
PC.
It's Command Shift A for the Mac.
All right. But, all right. So, if you object to these standing rules, go ahead and raise your hand. It as we heard on there, it's what is it, Alt Y or Command Option Y or Star 9 if you're on a phone. So if you object, go ahead and raise your hand. If we don't have 10 people raise their hands, we'll consider these adopted. We'll give it a moment. Do we have any hands going up?
None.
And give it another 17 seconds or so here. And Lisa, if you can get ready in a moment, I'd like to have you come give a door prize. 3, 2, 1. Okay, do we still not have any hands up?
No hands.
Okay, guess what, folks? We have just conducted our first major order of business. We have adopted convention rules for the next 3.5 days or so. So, with that, since I'm running for office tomorrow night, I would like to have Lisa give away a door prize. That would probably have cost me $1 if I was at my in-law for a bad joke.
Don't come over here.
So let's do a door prize. We are going to do a $25 Amazon gift card, and let's spin the wheel. And our first winner is Miss Joni Patchy.
Yay, Joni.
Yay, Joni.
And
who which chapter donated? Did I miss that?
Oh, yeah. Do we know who donated which prizes on that one, Lisa?
Actually, I missed that. I'm sorry. That was donated by the Contra Costa chapter.
Yay, Contra Costa. Okay. Thank you to Contra Costa for donating that door prize, and congratulations to Joni for winning it. All right. And Lisa, we will have you back a couple more times tonight to give more, because Lisa likes giving out door prizes. All right.